So welcome to episode 17 of Talking Pathways. As always, we have scoured the world to find really value-adding thought leaders, guests that are really going to be able to bring some thought-provoking, provocative, practical ideas as ever, which will enable you to be more successful in how you lead your business and how you set your business up for success. So this week is no different in terms of this episode. I have Claire Bosk, who is with me. Claire has recently been appointed as the CEO of the Jersey Hospitality Association. She is founder of the concept BizJui, which we'll talk about in a moment, the secret weapon to thrive. Claire is also an author. She's a CX expert. In fact, one of the UK top 20 CX influencers, number 3 customer service global guru and CX thought leader 2021. So she comes with a number of accolades. So Claire, firstly, welcome. Thank you for giving up your time. And no pressure, the bar is set high with your session today.
Oh, hello, hello. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
So there's lots of accolades and platitudes, and you do come with a wealth of experience. And what I love, and I'm really excited about doing this session with you today, is that you come at life from a really practical perspective. You are there, sleeves rolled up, working with businesses from a CX perspective and have done for years. What I'm intrigued to understand is what's the transition? Because it seems to me like it's quite a whether you call it a sea change or it's a change in direction, or is it, being the question, that you've gone from being this CX guru and now you've created this concept called, you know, BizJui. So I'm really interested, what is BizJui? Let's start with that. How did you manage this transition?
Well, BizJui really came out there is so much in CX. So customer experience, what is customer experience? It's all the touch point from the moment that your customer could actually find you to the moment they purchase to the after sales. Every touch point, that is your customer experience. But when I've been working with businesses for 12 years now, it started with the mystery shopping, which was the beginning of my business, and really helping them measuring that customer experience and those touch points. And of course, the pandemic arrived and suddenly everybody's had to work from home, think differently, work from a side of a bed and working with 5 or 6 other people. And it's a completely different environment, and people have been really feeling, you know, those kind of emotions. And if you don't feel right, you're never gonna deliver great service. If you haven't got an environment who supports you, you're never gonna deliver that great service. So I have been in CX for 12 years, but I've also had a little side passion, which is Feng Shui. So Feng Shui, the American way. I'm French, obviously, so I'll have to say Feng Shui. and I've always wanted to kind of bring it into a business environment. So when I talk to businesses, I would talk about environment psychology and looking at how this affects your people and your customers. How does it feel? How does it touch? What can people touch and smell using the 5 senses to really connect on an emotional level? And this year, I thought with the pandemic, this was the real time to bring those kind of really ancient principles of Feng Shui into a business environment to really help people feel better in where they are. Well-being has been a buzzword over the last 18 months. And sometimes we think about, you know, the well-being or inside, but we don't necessarily always talk about the outside, which really affect us. And that's kind of where the Feng Shui came in and how I created that real BizJui, so business Feng Shui, which has kind of 3 elements to it because they all interlink with each other.
So before we talk about the 3 elements, and I want to go deeper into BizJui with you, I've got an intriguing question for you though, because recently I do a weekly column with the channel I Ask the Business Coach.
Yep.
And recently one question that came in was centered on, Royston, do you think people are hiding behind poor service experience because of the pandemic? I'm just really interested in your take on that, because being a CX expert, you know, service experience has fallen off. And do you think that businesses are hiding behind it? Do you think they're using it as an excuse for delivering poor service experience?
Well, I think there's a bit of a, there's probably a bit of a mixture. You see some businesses which have gone absolutely, completely, absolutely, totally putting their customers in the middle of everything that they've done. Absolutely looking at innovations, looking at technology, looking and doubling up everything that they could in their CX department, because they realize that without customers, you have no business, right? And that's kind of, you know, it's really, really, and you forget that. And you do, you know, when I was doing training, you kind of, you know, forget that, you know, if you have no business, if you have no customers, you have no business. It shouldn't, the pandemic shouldn't be. I think that there is a real, potentially, if I talk about Jersey rather perhaps than global, because I'm guessing your listener are more Jersey based, but there was a real difficulty in actually trying to get all the regulations and getting, you know, all this done, and also trying to kind of give a service and trying to look after their employees and trying to look after their customers. So I'm not saying there was people were hiding behind, you know, giving bad, poor service. I think they were probably trying to juggle so many balls in the air that perhaps the service level have dropped.
Yeah, but I'm absolutely on the page with you that I think the businesses that will come out of the pandemic and really thrive are the ones that have turned up the dial in terms of their focus on the CX, that have put the customer, that are almost customer obsessed with going the extra mile and recognizing that without customers, we don't exist. And for those businesses that have really done that, what I think they will do is they will breed a phenomenal amount of loyalty, which will help drive their retention far beyond the end of the pandemic as we go back to any level of normality, whatever normality is going to look like. Okay, I want to come back to, because the focus today, I want to really drill into this biz shoey. I'm going to be controversial because that's what I always do. Is this just a fad? Is it a nice to have? Is it another gimmicky way of packaging up something? Or what's the substance and the depth that sits behind it?
Right, so how do you feel when you work in your workplace? I mean, you've got a home office. How does it feel? You know, how do you feel when you're in your home office?
Amazing. I mean, we moved house, you know, 12 months ago, and the home office that we have now is far superior. You know, it's a big space. We've got TVs and, you know, monitors on the walls and cameras that we can use. There's a, you know, there's a desk, but there's also a seating area and tables and all the books which, you know, are on the shelves and stuff. So, no, it's a great environment.
Right. So when you have a great environment, you feel good, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And that is the problem, is that, you know, you don't realize that our environment have a direct effect with you. And this is what I'm trying to get to the word out, is that, you know, whatever, wherever you work from, you know, you will be affected subconsciously by your environment. So having a nice office, having a chair here, having, you know, bookshelves, filling some space, you will feel fantastic. Working on the side of a bed for days on end because of the pandemic, or now perhaps they're working half a day on the bed and half a day they've got to go back in a workplace. So that kind of, you know, they have to do both of them now, and that will bring even more issues because they haven't got consistency in how they're working. So I don't think it's a fate. I would say that, but you'd realize it yourself. You know, if you're working and there's a mess everywhere and you can't find your thing, you're not productive. You can't work that way. And there has been so much on terms of well-being, in terms of stress level, in terms of people mental well-being not being addressed, and still working from home and having issues about it because they've not been supported in that point of view. So really kind of giving, you know, some tips and some really good ways to improve the environment, you start feeling better yourself. And when you start feeling better yourself, you'll start giving better service. You'll start, you know, having better communication with your teams or with people around you. And this is that's what it's all interlinking with each other. it really is all interlinking each other.
So the first pillar of the Biz Shoey model is all about the physicality of your physical environment and really valuing the physical environment. And I know a lot of businesses now are really having to redesign their offices, aren't they? And investing a lot of money in terms of, you know, it's no longer about cramming desks in an open plan office. It's about hot desking. It's about open spaces. It's about more meeting rooms because we're going to be doing more video conferencing. So I guess a message for businesses, you've really got to take this seriously and look at the environment that you're creating for your people to do the best work.
Yes, and you have seen that. There's been some amazing, amazing work done locally by, you know, a larger organization who really have kind of taken, you know, the whole physical environment as one of their well-being pillar, because it has to be. You know, if you have that environment, if you've got different rooms, the colors that you use, the materials that you have, the desk that you use, the positions, all this will improve, you know, the productivity or will reduce productivity. So you need to kind of look at this and assessing. You will always assess an environment. You will always assess a business before you do anything. So assess where you are. You know, how does it feel? How do your employee feel? Ask the questions, you know, really kind of ask them how does it work for them? And then you can start doing the next kind of couple of pillars, which is obviously space clearing. I mean, you cannot work. This is one of the first thing. If you're listening to me, to us today, and you want to do one thing today, you want to start one thing to make you feel better, is do declutter. Declutter, declutter, declutter. So my challenge to everybody who's listening is to do 9 days of 9 minutes. 9 minutes isn't a lot, is it, Royston?
No.
It's nothing, right? 9 minutes. So 9 minutes, you will pick maybe a drawer. You will pick a filing cabinet. You will look at your desktop. I mean, how many times have you seen desktop with files absolutely all over? How can you be productive when it's, you know, like this? You know, your computer will slow down if there's too many files. Declutter, you know, really kind of look at it. And how does the space start shifting? Because you're clearing out the space and you're making space for new things to come. And of course, the feng shui comes then. Once you've got a nice place, it's, you know, it's cleared up and it's decluttered, you can start adding, you know, different things in your environment and some of those feng shui principles. So it's all about the energy. It's all about positive energy. It's all about bringing the yin and yang and having, you know, an energy which is, you know, you could be a bit more quieter. So some of those large organizations are doing that. They're having, you know, quiet room or creativity rooms, and they're having, you know, those kind of places where you can actually go and take 10 minutes of mindfulness. And, you know, this is really important to kind of get that balance between the yin and yang, the masculine energy and the feminine energy, so you can feel good and you can balance it out between, you know, between your days as well.
I love that. I mean, I'm a massive fan of decluttering. It's always been one of my principles. I just, you know, it's the old adage, isn't it? Tidy desk, tidy mind.
Right.
And it's a subliminal impact that having a messy desk has, because whilst you might be working on one thing, subliminally your eyes are in widescreen and they're looking at this pile of paper here or the files over here, and they're going, you know, you still need to work on all these things, and you can't hone in on the one thing that you're working on. So I think that's a really, you know, powerful tip. 9 minutes, 9 days. Declutter, clear out drawers, do desks. It's almost like do a complete decluttering spring, you know, autumn clean, isn't it? And
yeah,
just
absolutely.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting. It's funny because as soon as I've had quite a few people doing my challenge, and as soon as you start doing it, you can see the change. You can, you know, the phone is ringing or an email is pinging and somebody's asking you to do some work for you. I've got clients who've gone into starting doing their kitchen and their fridges and under their beds, and you know, they've started, they got so much into it by doing it from in the office that they started doing it in their home, and you can see that real energy shifting. Absolutely.
And what effect, if you get the physical environment right, have you got any kind of empirical stats or validation? Because I guess if the physical environment's right, people are going to feel better and they're going to be more focused, and therefore when you think about one of the biggest challenges that we are criticized for in the UK particularly, but it's a global challenge as well around productivity. Mm-hmm. You know, is there any empirical validation that get the physical environment right and it will, there's an X multiplier in terms of enhanced productivity?
I don't think I have. I think I probably haven't done BizShoei long enough now. It's probably 6 months that I've really kind of launched BizShoei. So I don't have any business figures to prove that. But just by having people messaging me and telling me how much better they feel, how much quicker they are, how much more effective they are, you know, it's kind of thinking, right, okay, well, this works, you know, it's not something that is, it's going to go aside. And once they start realizing that they are being more productive, they're continuing with it. At the beginning, it's a bit of a, oh, what's that? You know, and it's a bit of a intriguing, oh, what's BizShoei and what's Feng Shui? And then they get into it and they're really realizing the power of it. And something like decluttering, Royston is such a simple thing, but it's one of the main elements. And if you start doing that, just simple that, you will see things changing and shifting.
Yeah, you've got me thinking, Claire. I think we should put a BizShoei questionnaire and toolkit in the Pathways platform. It'd be great to have somebody on the strategy work.
Yeah, I've got one. So I've got a survey. So if you want, we could share that little home office productivity survey that I did. So we could I'm happily share it with you.
Yeah, no, brilliant. Well, we'll give people details at the end because I think this is fascinating. So, I mean, I love your little model that you've created. We've talked about the physical environment, but the physical environment then leads into the second pillar of your model, which is about a personal state of well-being. So do you just want to talk to that for a couple of minutes about how getting the physical environment right allows you then to focus on your personal state of well-being, which, of course, in a pandemic and where we've come from with, as you mentioned earlier, stress levels, you know, so many mental health issues that are coming out. Now, this is really timely, isn't it? It's really important stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, our own state of being is all interrelating. So how we think, affect how we feel, affect how we behave, right? That's, everybody knows that. So if you think positive, you get up in the morning, you know you're going to be, you've got your routine, you know, you're very positive about what's going to happen, you will feel good, you will give great service, you will have great team, great conversation with people, very engaged. And this is, you know, your own state of being. When you start going into the spiral down, and you are at home, you've seen nobody for weeks, you've not talked to anybody for weeks because you've been in that state, and you start thinking negatively, you start feeling unwell, you start, you know, staying on the sofa and keeping your pajamas on, and you start, you know, not eating properly. And so it's that spiral down which start really kind of getting into it. So, you know, we need to be able to look at ourselves, and we need to be able to look at our employees and our teams and be able to give them some tools to create those routines, habits, things that they can start feeling better in themselves. So once we looking at the environment, let's look at the inner energy and let's see how we can help our employees and our people and ourselves as, you know, directors of companies, so we can feel better. The way we feel, the way we think, the way we behave will affect everyday conversations with anybody around you.
And you've shared your one gold nugget in terms of your 9 minutes, 9 days decluttering exercise for the physical environment. If there's one thing that you could share in your pillar of personal state of well-being in terms of a golden tip that people are really practical that they could instantly go away do from a self perspective, what would it be?
So routine is a really, really, it's a really, really good one. Habits, you know, so a morning routine and an evening routine. So get up before you get up in the morning, take a little bit of time before you kind of get started, visualize your day, feel it. Who are you going to meet? What are you going to wear? Who are the people you're serving? What you want to try to achieve of that day, and start kind of getting into, visualize your day as if it already been done. And then you can get up and do a little bit of exercise. I do, you know, I walk in the morning, so I'm up at 6 o'clock. I go for an hour walk. So maybe not everybody can do that, but find a time to have some exercise and a little bit of meditation if you can as well in between the days. That'd be good. And then in the evening, revisit your whole day. So what happened today? Who did I meet today? How grateful am I? And that's a really, really key little tip for everybody. Just to look at how grateful we are for one, two, or three things per day, and write a little journal. And you know, because that negativity is always, oh, we've never done enough, or oh, I've never got that, or I haven't got this, or I can't move on that. And okay, well, what was positive in your day today? What grateful, you know, what are the people that you've met and you've breathed all day, you were alive, you've had some food, you know, even the smaller things can start making you feel grateful, and you start shifting that energy inside with positive energy rather than negativity. Love so it. Having group habits and routines is really important.
Yeah, and just reinforcing that, when you think about children, especially babies, you know, they need their routines about when they feed, when they have the bath time, because that's their triggers when they know, because they can't conceptually understand time at that point. Their time clock is governed by those routines and rituals that they have. So I'm a massive buyer into the whole concept of positive routines and rituals. I call it your kind of your preview review sessions. So you preview the day and almost go through the playbook of the day in your mind about what you're going to do and make sure that you are purposeful, that you are doing the things that are really going to add value and make a difference. And then at the end of the day, you do your review session where you review the playbook and go, you know, what's gone well. And I love your point there about sometimes it's so easy to focus on what you haven't done as opposed to focusing on what you have done. And I think to be able to capture and go, what were today's three achievements? Yeah. What were the three things that went really well today? And get yourself in that positive mindset, particularly before you're closing down the day and thinking about going to bed, because you want to go to bed on a high and in a positive mindset so you get a good night's sleep. It's all a virtuoso circle, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And it all works together, absolutely. Yeah. And again, you know, in your bedroom, you want to have, it needs to be a quiet bedroom. It needs to be, you know, turned down lights and no Wi-Fi, no televisions, no phones, if you can. And have some kind of colors which are calmer colors. So you kind of really getting into, you know, your own, it's your sanctuary, your bedroom. So you want to use that bedroom as a place where you're really going to recharge those batteries. It's that yin energy. You know, you can't do the yang if you haven't got the yin. So, you know, make sure that, you know, you do have those routine in the evening, which where you're going to have a nice sleep and get up in the morning full of beans and yang energy.
Love it. I'm just conscious of time, Claire. So let's talk about, because this is where it brings it full circle back, isn't it? The third pillar of your model is physical environment, personal state of well-being, and it does come back to the customer experience. So what's the third pillar in terms of just closing the loop on that one?
Yeah, so it is purely CX, because, you know, if you have got a business, if you are yourself, you know, so if we're looking at, you know, a person themselves, you have a great, you've created a nice environment which really supports you. You feel good in yourself. When you feel good and you think positive, you're going to be doing that. You're going to be sending that energy to other people as well. So you're going to have great communications. You're going to be engaging your teams. You're going to be really kind of positive. You will, you know, your internal and external customers will really feel that energy. And the more you can do that, the better, you know, you create loyalty. You've got more productive staff, and you make more money. It's just as simple as that, right?
Claire, I'd love people to be able to get their hands on your model, because I think when you see it and the way that you've laid it out, and of course I've got the advantage of having seen it, it's got the thriving you in the middle, and it's got these three pillars that are circling around the outside, and it talks about how it does drive loyalty, productivity and profit. Where, if people want to, if we've sparked their curiosity today and they want to know more about BizJuy, and they want to know more about you, where can they contact you? Where can they get a hold of your model and your questionnaire from?
So just on my website. So the website is claireboskscott.com. Go on the blogs and you'll see there's loads of blogs which explain that. I've got loads of videos as well which explains the three model, the three parts. And it's very much, I mean, when you think about, you know, Feng Shui being that real ancient Chinese, you know, principles. It's actually bringing it into our modern business needs and what do we need. So you're picking up the things that you need and then you're changing, you're moving. It's all about, you know, changing that energy outside and inside so you can get that great service. Just very, very simple, but very, very powerful.
So what I love about this whole concept is I think it's about making it very relevant. It's about making it real. And never has there been a better time to be thinking about this, A, from your own personal well-being and health, but also for the leaders, people who lead teams or manage people. This is really important stuff linked into your broader well-being strategy about how you set your business up for success, how you create the right physical environment for your people to come and do their best work, and how you are genuinely interested. And to close, there's that lovely quote, which, you know, people don't care what you know until you know that you care. And, yeah, and it plays right into what you're talking about here, that if you bijouille your business, then you will become an employer of choice and you will become a provider of choice as well. And you'll address two of the biggest levers from a growth perspective in your business. So Claire, the time has just flown. I've loved our conversation. It's certainly put it on my radar and brought it back to the forefront of my conscious mind. And you possibly reinforced my office environment. And I think I did it unconsciously when I did this.
Right.
But actually, what you're saying is I absolutely did bijouille the environment that we've created for the home office. And you're absolutely right. It does make a difference when you walk in the morning. You feel good about going into the environment. And it sets you up for success to do your best work. So thank you. I know you're incredibly busy at the moment. I know you've got conferences you're going to be speaking at with your role as CEO of Jersey Hospitality Association. You're incredibly busy. So thank you for making the time. And I'm sure people will follow up and go onto your website and get more details about bijouille.
Thank you very much. It's such a pleasure. And let's bijouille your business. See how it goes.
Fantastic. And for our listeners, if you've liked this, please share it. We want to get as many messages out to as many people as we can. Talking Pathways is those a really practical, thought-provoking 30-40 minute burst of insights, ideas, bombs that we drop in terms of great practical golden nuggets that you can take away to apply. And today is no different. So from Claire and I, until next time, goodbye for now.
Bye.